the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, and I want to just use it kind of as a, excuse me, verse number, chapter number 12. Daniel chapter number 12, and I believe verse number 3 is where the text is going to come from. Daniel chapter number 12. Let me read verse 2 and verse 3 together. The Bible said, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." John the Baptist was one that, according to the Bible, he was a forerunner of the Lord Jesus. He was one that turned many of the people of God, the people of Israel, to Jesus, to righteousness. And the Bible said here, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." I want to speak tonight just a little while on the subject, "They that be wise." This morning the thought came from the four individuals in the Bible, the four people that God called a fool. Tonight I want to look at the other side, so to speak, of the thought, and talk about being wise. Being wise in God's eyes, "they that be wise." Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the song service, the testimony service. Thank you, Lord, tonight that even in the midst of, Lord, broken hearts, even in the midst, Lord, of the heartache, you're with us. God, you want to minister to us. You want to minister through us. And I pray tonight, our Father, that something be said that would stir our hearts. Lord, I think tonight about Brother John. I didn't see him. I know he wasn't feeling well this morning. I pray for him. He may be getting sick as well as many others have been. Lord, I'm glad there's a day coming when we'll never be sick again. We'll never sorrow again. We'll never hurt again. But until then, Lord, you promised that your grace would be sufficient, that in our weakness, your strength would be made perfect. God, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to meet with us tonight for a few minutes around the Word of God. God, will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just a couple simple thoughts tonight, and I'll share them with you. And we'll go home, hopefully, with the message in our heart. "They that be wise." Got five things tonight that I want to share with you as I thought about this in the Word of God. The Bible said they'll shine as the brightness of the firmament. "They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." The Sunday school meeting just a while ago, I made the statement that God uses human instruments to get people to the Lord. There's two dangers. There's the danger of the human instrument thinking that they can do something without God. And there's the danger of the human instrument thinking that God's going to do it without them. And I think both are dangerous and both are wrong. I believe God wants us to be laborers together with Him. I believe the Bible teaches that Paul said some were saying, there was a division in Corinth. He said, "You're carnal." He said, some are saying, "I'm of Paul." Some are saying, "I'm of Apollos." He said, "One man waters and another man sows, another man waters." He said, "But God gives the increase." And tonight, the Bible said, "They that be wise," Daniel here, of all places, thinking about eternity and thinking about the end. I believe if we're going to be wise tonight, we need to live with eternity in view. I won't go into all the situation, but a woman told me one time in the vestibule of the church, the first church that I pastored, she said, "You are so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good." That's what I was told. Come to find out, I believe it was the other way around. I believe she was so earthly minded, she was no heavenly good. I'll tell you tonight, God wants us to live our lives with eternity in view. We're going to leave this world. Everybody's going to leave this world. We're going to stand before God. And God wants us to live with that in mind, with that in view. "Many of them that sleep," the Word of God said, "in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt." Don't make the mistake, just because these resurrections are in the same verse, of thinking that it's a general resurrection, because it's not. Beloved, there's going to be the judgment seat of Christ for the redeemed, and there's going to be the great white throne judgment for the lost. But every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is going to leave this world one day after a while. And we, if we're going to be wise, we need to live with eternity in view. The second thing that I want to bring to your attention tonight is that we need to allow our lights to shine. "They that be wise will live with eternity in view. They that be wise will allow their light to shine." The Bible said here that they will shine as the brightness of the firmament. "They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Let me ask you a question tonight. How many have ever just sat at night and looked up at the sky when it's clear? There are times when it seems like you could reach out there and touch a star, like you're almost sitting among them. How many's ever been enthralled with the brightness of the stars and just amazed at God's creation? Beloved, listen, if we're going to shine, somebody ought to notice that in our life as well. The Word of God said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Beloved, I tell you, I believe there's all kinds of ways to let your light shine. We're living in a world that knows very little about courtesy, just common courtesy. Knows very little about kindness. Knows very little about taking time to speak a kind word. But I believe that we can let our light shine. I don't know how many times, and I don't say this boastfully, I wish it was more often, but somebody get on the elevator and say, "You're a preacher, aren't you?" Sometimes I have on a tie, sometimes I don't. But I believe most of the time it's because they heard the way that we spoke to someone. And beloved, we may not have even been speaking the gospel, but just speaking a kind word, I believe many times makes a difference. We can let our light shine. And if we're going to be wise, we will let our light shine. We need to live with eternity in view. We need to allow our light to shine. And then "they that be wise." I believe Daniel, he took seriously his role in the present world. If you go over to Daniel chapter number 1, there were some things he wasn't going to do. He wasn't going to defile himself with the king's meat. Amen. He wanted to be a vessel unto honor, a vessel that God could use. The king made a decree, "You cannot pray. And if you do, you're going to be cast into a den of lions." And the Bible said that Daniel prayed to his God 3 times a day as he did aforetime. Daniel was a man, beloved, listen, that took seriously his role in the world. I mean, he's glad we have the book of Daniel. I'm glad we have a man in the Bible that let his light shine, and you and I ought to do the same. "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament." The Bible said in James chapter 5, verse 20, "Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." I believe with all of my heart God wants to use us to make a difference in somebody else's life. The Bible said the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 3:1, "I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not with meat. Hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I'm of Paul, another, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers of whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth." Think about those words. Paul said, "I'm nothing. Apollos is nothing. God is everything." Beloved, listen. "But God gave the increase, neither is he that planteth anything, he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, according to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder." He said, "I've laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that that is laid." That's the Lord Jesus. How many believes tonight there's only one foundation that leads to heaven? There's only one faith that'll get you on that foundation. And that's faith in the Lord Jesus, the crucified one, the risen one. There's only one way. Beloved, there's a lot of religions. There's a lot of denominations within different religions. But there's only one way to heaven. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Let me give you this. They that be wise, I believe they live with eternity in view. They allow their light to shine. They take seriously their role in the world. Beloved, let me give you this. Number four, they realize their own limitations. We're just human. And we're limited as humans. You said, "Preacher, what are you trying to emphasize?" Well, think about this. You remember when God said to Solomon, "What would you ask of me?" Remember that? What did Solomon say? He said, "I need wisdom. There's a people here that need somebody to guide them. And I need wisdom." Solomon realized, and God said, "Because you've asked this, you've not asked riches, you've not asked something for yourself." He said, "I'm going to give you wisdom and I'm going to give you the riches." And beloved, listen, Solomon realized his own limitation. The Bible said God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Let me ask a question tonight. How many could stand to have a larger heart than what you have tonight? See, Solomon realized his limitations. And he looked to God. I read this and I thought it was good. Jehovah has infinite fullness. He can so replenish the minds and the hearts of people with knowledge, wisdom, and grace that they will shine as lights in the world and pour forth the richest blessings on all generations to the end of time. Beloved, listen, God wants us to let our light shine. God wants us to let our light shine. Pray for me right now. Because if something don't happen in the next few minutes, I'm fixing to call somebody down. We need to realize our own limitations. The last thing in the message tonight is we need to understand the source of this wisdom that Solomon understood. In James chapter 3 and verse number 17, the Bible said, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Brother Kenny, as you prayed a while ago, God spoke to my heart. Brother Kenny prayed with a broken heart. He said, "God, You know where we need to go. How many remembers that in his prayer? We can have what we need, but we need to look to the one who has it. He's the source of our wisdom tonight. The word of God said, "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." The Bible said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." How many believes tonight that if you're trying to raise a family, you ought to look to the one who has the wisdom to raise the family? If you're trying to win somebody to Jesus, you ought to look to the one that has the wisdom to lead them to Jesus. He is, beloved, the source of our wisdom. The Bible said in Colossians 2 and verse number 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches and the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Listen to this, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's all hid in Christ. Everything that we need is in Christ. And I say, lest any man should beguile this. This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Beloved, listen tonight. I believe sometimes people in the world, they think if somebody has a great big vocabulary, if they use words that you have to have a wheelbarrow to wheel them around in, they'll say, "Man, that man's wise." He might be. But if he's not pointing men and women, boys and girls to Jesus, he's not wise. If he's taking some road, Brother Grizzle, that's going around Calvary, he's a fool. I don't care what kind of enticing words that he uses. Paul said, "I'm determined to know nothing among you save Christ and him crucified." And beloved, if you'll study the life of Paul, he studied at the feet of Gamaliel. He was a learned man. He could have impressed anybody he wanted to. He didn't want to impress people. He wanted to point them to Jesus. Peter, John, they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men. They didn't have the schooling that Paul had, but they had the same Savior that Paul had. And they were pointing men and women to Jesus. Tonight, they that be wise, you could wrap this sermon up in this statement, are still pointing men and women to Jesus. They that be wise are still pointing. I didn't know whether to say anything about this or not. And I don't know that really I ever had opportunity, so to speak. But you know, the man that Brother Grizzle just talked about, his brother-in-law that left out of here in a car wreck today, I've seen him. I don't know that I've ever spoke to him. I can't remember for sure. Brother Grizzle happened to come back there and ask you about his condition. Did he go to church? Was he ready to meet God? I'll tell you, we have a responsibility, people. Amen. Now, I know tonight that God wants us to leave here tonight being aware that everybody's going to live somewhere forever. They're either going to be in heaven forever, or they're going to be in hell forever. If every teenager here tonight would realize that their friends are either going to be in heaven forever or they're going to be in hell forever, they quit caring so much about being popular. And they just want the power of God on their life that they might point somebody to Jesus. Us as parents and grandparents, we quit running so fast through this world that we miss the greatest blessing of all. The blessing of getting to tell somebody what the Lord means to us. The woman at the well, when she met Jesus, she couldn't keep it to herself. I don't know about you, but the night I got saved, I thought, this is so good. Why did I wait so long? And then the thought crossed my mind, why don't everybody get in on this? This is so good. Miriam and Preston came out and we talked again on Wednesday at 4:30, a week from last Wednesday at 4:30. I looked at Miriam. She was grinning from ear to ear. And I told her, I said, if I could get saved again, I would right now. How many knows what I just said? Honey, if you've ever been saved, if you could have another dose of that, you'd take it, wouldn't you? Amen. It's just wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful to be saved. Wonderful, Sister Theresa. I shall know him. I shall know him. I believe we'll know his voice. I believe we'll know his feet. You say, preacher, why did you say that? When John saw him, he fell at his feet as dead. I believe we'll know his hands, like the songwriter said. But you know what God wants us to know right now? Hear me well. He wants us to know his heart. He wants us to know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the heart of God. Missions, that's the heart of God. Reaching out. I said this morning, I'll say it again, if you have an opportunity to see that documentary, I would highly recommend it. I was so tired that night, I told Miss Eve, punch me if I go to sleep. But if you can go to sleep watching that, you're in trouble. That's all I can tell you. It kept me, alert. I wept through most of it. Miss Eve said she had a headache when it was over. It was a blessing to see men and women that had given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the gospel, medicine, helping people, being a Samaritan along the way. How many's glad you come tonight? Listen, let's just do more than just a Bible school on fishers of men. Let's go fishing. Amen. Let's get out next Saturday. And this week, Brother Kenny, can I take some of these now? Why, you ought to know better than to ask a question like that. Yes, sir. You remember what Brother Steve said? He got up here and I signed up for 1,000. I said, well, I'd like to have a double blessing. So we got 2,000. Brother Steve got up here that morning and said, I'm glad there wasn't 5,000 in a pack. Amen. Pastor would have laid it on us then. Amen. Come and help us next Saturday. Let's reach out. Let's reach out. Let's bow our heads tonight. Father, thank you for the thought. They that be wise. Daniel was a wise man. The Apostle Paul was a wise man. God, help us to be men and women that are wise. Help us to shine as the brightness of the firmament. Help us to turn others towards Calvary. Turn others towards the Lord. May our lives be used for your glory.